you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started.
Today, we're going to be talking about how do you talk to yourself after a failure? So I want you to think about if you fail at something, what's the worst part? Worst part is the thing that you tell yourself after it has happened. I want you to think about if you had a failure and you told yourself, that's great, good job. Like having the failure wouldn't be as scary. But when we have the failure and then we tell ourselves, this is never going to happen. I'm never going to be able to create this. This isn't going to work. When we tell ourselves those things, of course we want to avoid failure because it feels so bad. So what I like to do is I like to look at ahead of time, okay, what failures could happen? Like I could post a video and no one could watch it. I could post a video and people could leave negative comments. That could be a failure. So if that were the case, how am I going to talk to myself after? Because if how I'm going to talk to myself is very negative, then of course I'm not going to want to fail. I'm going to want to try to do it perfectly. I'm going to want to make sure that I don't create the result that I don't want. Because if I don't do that, on the other side of it is tons of judgment and tons of negative emotion, which of course our brains want to avoid. But if you're going to meet yourself with a celebration, a feeling of accomplished, feeling proud of yourself, then it's like, okay, the failing doesn't seem so bad. So if I were to post a video, no one were to watch it, then what I could tell myself is I posted a video. I did the thing. Maybe people aren't watching today, but they will be watching. I'm so proud of you for getting started. And that's the conversation that you can have versus I'm never going to be able to do this. People don't like me. It's not going to happen for me. It's a very different conversation, but by planning that out ahead of time, what it allows you to do is start taking action now because it doesn't seem so scary because on the other side of it, there's praise and love instead of judgment and tons of negative emotion. So what I want to encourage you to do today is figure out how you want to talk to yourself when a failure has occurred. And if you want to keep taking action toward your goals with more commitment so that you can create more fun and more ease, then go to createcommitment.com to sign up for the waitlist for my course, How to Create Commitment.